Sometimes parents are concerned that their children are manipulating them. The word manipulation implies that there's malice involved, that children are deliberately strategizing to somehow get their way by challenging their parents in a manipulative kind of an approach. What we're saying here is that manipulation is often learned by children. They learn how to respond in certain situations. They learn to get what they want. And so if we can help children change those patterns by our responses, then we can remove some of the manipulative tendencies that children can develop otherwise.
Sometimes the manipulation a parent sees makes them angry, but really what we want to do is teach children what's acceptable and what's not. They may develop a strategy to get what they want, and we need to help them see this is an acceptable strategy. So again, we're going to do some teaching, some training, helping children see if mom says no, it's not okay to go to dad and ask him. That's not a strategy we're going to use in this family. So it doesn't mean as a parent I have to get angry or vindictive with the child, but I have to help them see that the strategy that you're using is not helpful. It's not acceptable, but that's not how we're going to communicate in this family.
I think we can give advice here to parents on how to work with their children, but also for parents to know how to deal with themselves in this very difficult dynamic that happens sometimes in a home. I think as we're working with children, what we're teaching them is that there is a process that is very important. To go around mom to get to dad is not a good process. To pester you over and over again about something is not a good process. To whine about something is not a good process. So what we're doing is we're teaching children what's appropriate and not appropriate in the way that they respond to their no answer or to get what they want. They've got to learn how to address those things.
It's an area where we can be equipping our children to be good communicators, to develop appropriate ways to communicate with a parent, with a friend, with a sibling. This is what I'm trying to communicate here. This is what I want. This is what I need. But teaching children appropriate communication skills can be very helpful.
So the process is important. Children need to understand that it's not just about the issue that you want or the thing that you think is important or the thing that you desire. It's really how you obtain that thing that's also important. Children need to recognize that, and we do some teaching in this process whenever we sense manipulation is going on. When you feel like you're getting angry with your child because you've been violated by some form of manipulation, that's the time when you want to pull back and say, why am I feeling angry right now? Not unleashing your anger on your child, but recognizing the anger as a cue that says something is wrong here. I need to make some adjustments. I need to teach my child something because he's crossed a line that must be addressed.
And often that anger is our first signal. He says, wait a minute, what is going on here? We may not even recognize it or define it at first, but we feel it. Something's wrong with the way the child is trying to get what he wants. So as a parent, we need to analyze the dialogue, step back and say, what is really happening here? Why am I feeling this way? And then we'll have a plan to move forward with the child, teaching them a different way to communicate.
On the other hand, I think it's important for parents to have some personal strategies that they can use when they feel like their child continues to come at them to try to change their mind. Children use all kinds of strategies, whether it's arguing or badgering or whining or complaining or passive resistance to try to get parents to change. How are we going to be able to stand firm? Sometimes we give in to our kids. There's nothing wrong with changing your mind and saying, okay, I've decided to let you do this. It's not wise usually to do this when a child is using a wrong approach to try to get what they want. However, we can change our mind. But there's sometimes when we're tempted to change our mind when we don't think it's the right thing, and then we allow children to do things that are not appropriate because of the pressure that they've placed on us.
As parents, we want to step back and determine what convictions can help me stand firm. We have convictions in our heart. These are internal rules that we want to communicate to our children. And often it's a conviction that's going to help us stand firm. This is not best for my child. No matter how persuasive he is, it's not best for him. I need to stand firm. So we want to be able to define our convictions in a way that help us to stand firm.
If you can articulate your conviction that's behind your answer of no to a child, then that gives you a little more fuel to stand firm in your response. And often as parents, if we can have that little bit more stamina or strength, we can go a long way. There's a lot of convictions that we have as parents that we have because they're the best things for our family or the best things for our child. And even though other people are doing it, or other children get to do things that our kids don't do, we still will stand firm because we know what the right thing is to do for our kids.